Hi, and welcome to the BAFTA-nominated Overview Show. Back after a month hiatus. Well, it's international breaks that define overviews at this time of year. Boy, what a shitty month we've had. I'm going to start by setting the scene in a bit, but I'll introduce Adam, Neil, and Phil. Okay, let's start with you, Phil. I put on my agenda, and it's upset all comers because you've all given me feedback before we even started. I put as the headline for the sort of recap of what's happened over the course of the period since the last international break, a season unravelling. Well, and what I mean by that is we've gone from, I remember, I think the discussion we were actually having during the last overview was, I think the Reds were 5 points clear. I think we were discussing the Liverpool City and Arsenal had similar-ish fixtures, and we expected Liverpool to have maintained that lead approximately, give or take a point more or a point less at the end of this period. We saw fixtures as quasi-equivalent. Now, as it transpires, we're a point adrift of Arsenal. So the swing has been quite dramatic. So obviously, it's not a season that's unravelled in the sense that we're not in contention for the title. It's our title hopes are very, very much alive.
It says it is there, Rob. It says a season unravelling.
There's a question mark.
I know, but we've heard about your question mark.
Question mark
optional.
Says it.
Question mark optional.
Question mark says it all. Question
mark. I guess to put them in. Maybe he's put it in by accident. Mm.
Okay, our optimism-o-meter in terms of Liverpool's prospect for the league title have switched. And also, so have the odds, Mr. Betting Man.
All right.
Go on.
Yeah, they have Arsenal slight odds on favourites now, which I think Liverpool.
Which is quite a swing from where it was.
Yeah, I think Liverpool and Arsenal should be close together. I mean, I did this one at the last international break, and I put Liverpool down for 8 points, and we are two incredibly late goals away from it being 8 points, and probably you feeling a lot more chipper because I think the circumstance of the two away defeats was very frustrating, wasn't it? I don't think we played particularly well in either game.